Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, there are fears that a significant decline in Garda numbers in Donegal is having a direct impact on the increasing crime rates throughout the county. The PFNI has said petrol bomb attacks on the PSNI in the Craigan area yesterday were attempts to maim or kill officers. Concern has been raised that an ongoing delay in the CFRAM's report is preventing flood repair work being carried out at Burnfoot, and the trial of a man accused of the rape and murder of a Donegal woman in Goa, India, is set to get underway this week. Those stories you follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport at about 5:15 with Kenny Harkin. But first in news, all three teachers' unions have unanimously passed motions on joint strike action if a timeline for restoration of pay isn't agreed by the government. Unless progress is made by early May, 70,000 teachers will be balloted for a joint strike action. Education Minister Richard Britton is attending the Conference of Secondary Teachers in Cork this evening, from where Juliet Gash reports.
Minister Richard Britton was heckled by protesters carrying placards demanding equal work for equal pay as he arrived in Cork for the annual conference of the Association of Secondary Teachers in Ireland. Member Siobhan Peters stands to lose over €100,000 over her career due to unequal pay.
This is my seventh year teaching, September is my eighth year, and I've been, I suppose, discriminated against since my start of my teaching career. It hasn't let up at all.
Teachers who qualified after 2011 are on different pay scales and get different allowances than their colleagues who qualified before them. Now, all three teachers' unions have passed an emergency motion calling for talks with the government on pay inequality to finish by early May. If no progress is made, union members will be balloted on joint strike action by 70,000 teachers. Are Siobhan and her colleagues ready to strike?
Yep, 100%. I know every time that we've got a ballot on it, I have no problem doing it.
I'm willing to go on strike 100%.
Juliet Gash at the ASTI conference in Cork.
There are fears that a significant decline in Garda numbers in Donegal is having a direct impact on the increasing crime rates throughout the county. Garda numbers in the county have decreased by 21% over the last 8 years, while recent figures from the Central Statistics Office show robberies, burglaries, drugs offences and violent assaults in Donegal have all increased over the past few years. Las Concorla and Donegal Deputy Patha Cope Gallagher is warning that unless the government provide extra resources to Gardaí in the county, crime stats will continue to rise.
I have been raising this continuously with the Commissioner and with the Minister for Justice regarding the number of Gardaí in Donegal, which has been reduced by over 100 over the last 8 years. And we have now seen the effects of this as a result of the statistics provided by the Central Statistics Office over the last week or so, where there has been an increase in assaults by 28%, in burglaries by 34%, and in drugs by 17%. This is frightening, and I believe that the Minister must take immediate action, and so must the Commissioner, and ensure that we receive an increase in numbers of recruits passing through Templemore, and this must happen urgently.
Concern has been raised that an ongoing delay in the CFRAM's report is preventing flood repair work being carried out at Burnfoot. The report, which is being compiled by the OPW, is assessing flood risk areas with a view of coming up with flood defence solutions. Donegal County Council say that the process is almost complete, and it's expected that a prioritised list of funded schemes will be announced by government over the coming months. However, Cathaoirleá of the Inishowen Municipal District Councillor Jack Murray says time is of the essence for those affected in Burnfoot.
Fearful that the likes of the flood defences are needed in Burnfoot are going to be somewhat delayed. We actually met with the OPW as part of a cross-party delegation last week, and I sought assurances on Burnfoot. They assured me that in the next number of weeks the report will be completed, but after that there's going to be a need for planning permission, and it's going to be the funding and then the works. So you could talk, and it could be the guts of a year before the flood defences that are badly needed in Burnfoot are constructed.
And unfortunately we are in a time where you just don't know when, regardless of a season, when or if torrential rain is going to happen, unfortunately.
Yeah, and a lot of our rivers are actually a lot more dangerous now than they were in August when the bad flood hit. Most of them now are filled up with trees and rubbish and silt, so they're actually more likely to flood than they were in August, which is extremely worrying. In Burnfoot, we've 8 families, there's 8 empty houses, people who've left their homes, which were destroyed and can't go back until the flood defences. But not only that, the entire village of Burnfoot is under threat. All the businesses in the centre of the village, the likes of Lisna Greena, which is beside Park and Greenan, all those houses which got flooded are still at risk. And this is people in that community in the village of Burnfoot are very, very worried about what could happen.
The Police Federation for Northern Ireland has said the petrol bomb attacks on the PSNI in the Craigan area yesterday were attempts to maim or kill officers. In a statement, the chairperson of the PFNI, Mark Lindsay, described the violence directed at officers as appalling and disgraceful. Approximately 7 petrol bombs were thrown at police, and while there was some damage caused to police vehicles, nobody was injured during the attack. Foyle MLA Gary Middleton says a lot of young people were involved, and he believes there is an onus on parents to know where their children are.
I've heard from people right across the community over this past 24 hours, and they tell me that, you know, this has been really a throwback almost to the days of the Troubles, and I think it's a very sad reflection because so much work has been done, but sadly, as we say, there's a very tiny minority who won't be allowed to hold the community back. We do need to see these people dealt with and brought forward before the courts. The only issue that we have is the fact that some of these young people, as I say, are as young as 12 years of age. Obviously, the parents have a responsibility, but those who are putting these young people up to it, we can hear it in a lot of the media coverage and a lot of the video evidence. You can hear adults almost goading the young people on. And those people need to be held responsible as well. And I suppose the difficulty will be trying to ensure that the PSNI take these people on.
The trial of a man accused of the rape and murder of a Donegal woman in Goa, India, is set to get underway this week. Danielle McLaughlin was killed while visiting India to train as a yoga teacher. She was found dead on March the 14th, 2017, and a local man, Vagat Bhagat, with whom she had been friends since 2016, has been charged with her rape and murder. Aisling Roach has more.
Ms. McLaughlin's mother, Andrea Brannigan, confirmed that the trial is expected to get underway this Friday. Ms. Brannigan has been granted a special status to assist the prosecution during the trial. She has appointed a lawyer to act on her behalf during proceedings. In a previous interview on Highland Radio's 9 till noon show, Andrea spoke of the importance to her of finding out exactly what happened to her daughter.
I have to hear it. I need to know now because I feel I need to know. I feel she would want me to know.
The family are also fundraising to cover the cost of having a legal representative in India and for costs associated with investigators and other services used by the family in their bid to get justice for Danielle. Anyone wishing to donate can do so by visiting the website www.truthfordanielle.com.
Donegal is the only county in Ireland to experience a drop in house prices during the first quarter of 2018. According to the latest Daft.ie house price report, the average house price in the county is now €139,000, 2% down on last year's figure during the same period and 47% below peak levels. Nationally, house prices rose by 2.5% during the first 3 months of this year. Meanwhile, the number of properties available to buy on the market nationwide continues to fall. Daft.ie report author Ronan Lyons says there isn't enough supply in the market nationwide.
Effectively, the picture of the market at the moment is one of pretty strong demand across the country, but very weak supply. So the obvious consequence of that is that prices have been increasing and the pressure is on prices to increase further. If we look at availability on the market, the total number of properties on the market nationwide is at just over 20,000 at the moment. That's down from about 25,000 2 years ago.
Police have reissued an appeal for information regarding a teenager who has been missing from the Omagh area for over 2 weeks. 15-year-old John Cromlish was last seen in the Omagh area on St Patrick's Day. The PSNI are appealing to anyone who may have any information on his current whereabouts or anything that may assist with the investigation to come forward. A man will be sentenced next month after being found guilty of the rape and sexual assault of 2 young sisters. The girls were 10 and 12 at the time of the offences in Louth and Dublin. Stephanie Grogan reports.
This trial had been ongoing since January, making it one of the longest rape trials in the state. The 37-year-old accused denied around 20 charges involving the rape and sexual assault of the young girls between December 2010 and March 2011. The girls are now teenagers but were 10 and 12 at the time. They, along with the accused, who is a family friend, can't be named to protect their identities. The older sister told the trial it was a scary time and she was afraid to tell the truth because she knew everything she'd have to go through. She said she was young, in denial, and believed the sexual abuse was normal. The court also heard she believed her mother and grandmother knew about the abuse. One witness said the older sister was like the younger girl's mother, and they were very attached. The jurors of six men and six women began their deliberations last week and agreed to sit on Easter Monday, where they reached their unanimous guilty verdict. The 37-year-old accused was remanded in custody and will be sentenced next month. Stephanie Grogan at the Central Criminal Court.
The work of rescue volunteers in the Northwest is being hampered following the theft of vital equipment. Gardaí are investigating after more than €3,000 worth was stolen from the Sligo Leitrim Mountain Rescue Base. It means that 25 volunteers are now relying on their own personal equipment for searches and call-outs. PRO of the group is Alan Sayers.
We're putting up pictures and examples of the items stolen on our Facebook account, and if people will have a look at that, that will be very useful. And then we'll be monitoring a lot of the second-hand sites on the internet where these items might be stolen. We are hoping that we can at least make life very, very difficult for these thieves.
The Society of Irish Motor Industry says Brexit remains a dominant factor affecting new car registrations. Official statistics released today by the SIMI show that new car registrations are down almost 10% in Donegal last month compared to last year's March figure. 1,529 new car registrations were recorded during March 2018 compared to 1,698 during March 2017, resulting in a 9.95% decrease. A new one-way traffic system has been proposed for one of Letterkenny's busiest routes. The project includes changing the traffic flow in the town from St Junan's Cathedral to St Columbkill National School, St Junan's College and Scullwar Ganswall. The proposals have been on the table for some time, however the project has now moved to Part 8 of the planning process. Local councillor Kieran Brogan says the measures will greatly benefit both road users and residents in the local area.
This was first brought to my attention by bus operators who would be taking school children to the area. It's a very, very busy area between Mass, between the two schools and between the road users who go to and from their destination in this area. So I believe the Part 8 that now has been approved by Donegal County Council will improve the whole traffic movement significantly in this area, and it's something that will be very, very welcomed by all road users because it will make it a safer area, and particularly the Cathedral Row and the College Row, and I believe that the pedestrians will find a lot safer in that area as well. So it's something that I personally very welcome. I'm glad that the members have fully endorsed the Part 8. It's fully supported by Donegal County Council. So I look forward to eventually the work starting on this area because, as I say, it's something that's been ongoing for a long time. And finally, road design and the council put together a very fine design that I believe will improve the whole area.
Now, we don't have a start date for works or anything like that at the minute, but what would your ideal time frame be in this regard?
Well, I suppose the first thing we need to secure now is the funding for the project. I believe that will be forthcoming. So hopefully over the course of the next 12 months, I would like to see this fully implemented.
Sport on Highland, in association with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Go the distance this spring with a great range of running shoes, sports gear and accessories at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's now 5:15 and time for the latest sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and the injury news is far from positive for Liverpool ahead of tomorrow's Champions League quarter-final with Manchester City. Defender Joel Matip has been ruled out for the rest of the season with a hip injury. It leaves Virgil van Dijk and Dejan Lovren as Liverpool's only fit centre-halves. Emery Chan is a doubt for the game at Anfield, but Adam Lallana is definitely out with a hamstring injury. Jurgen Klopp says that shouldn't mean the end of Lallana's season, however.
Could have been worse, but it's worse enough, of course. Don't want to finish the season now, to be honest. For him, it's still a few weeks to go. There's a chance that he could be back in that season.
Well, the quarterfinals get underway tonight of this season's Champions League quarterfinals. It's a repeat of last year's final tonight. Juventus, they play host to reigning champions Real Madrid. Elsewhere, Bayern Munich there in Spain to face Sevilla. In other action tonight in the Championship, Wolves can take another step towards the Premier League promotion with a win at home to Hull. Fulham, they look to keep alive their automatic qualification hopes with a visit of Leeds to Craven Cottage. Fourth place Aston Villa, they play host to Reading. And two sides looking to ease their relegation worries meet at the Macron with Bolton up against Birmingham. There's a full programme of games in the Irish Premiership this evening, with the pick of the ties being a first versus second clash between the leaders Crusaders and Coleraine at Seaview. A win for Coleraine will see them close or take the leading the table by a single point. Now, if Crusaders take victory, they'll give themselves a 5-point cushion at the top with five games to go. Up in Scotland, there's three games down for decision in the SPL. Hibs, they host to Hamilton. Bottom club Ross County meet Partick Thistle, and Motherwell, they entertain third place Aberdeen. Meanwhile, Celtic manager Brendan Rodgers claims Scott Brown's unfairly targeted and believes it's because people are envious of his captain. He strongly criticised Ross County's Andrew Davis for a red card challenge on the midfielder after Saturday's Scottish Premiership win. Rodgers reckons Brown doesn't have a fair reputation considering his quality.
Yeah, he's one of those characters. I had it with Luis Suarez. You know, every ground you went to, you know, Luis always got it, but that only raised his performance level, and Scott's the same. I think instead of being envious of him, which there are a lot of, and not just players, if you can produce Scottish players like that, then you would have some very good players.
Back locally in schools action today, the Bank of Ireland FAI Schools John Murphy Senior B National Cup semi-final. There was disappointment for PCC Falkara today. They lost out to Greena College at Thomastown by 3-2. The winner there was scored in the 90th minute. Moving on to rugby, and Sean O'Brien looks unlikely to be past fit for Leinster's Pro 14 meeting with Zebra on Saturday. The back row has returned to training but is yet to reach peak fitness due to his shoulder injury. The province will continue to monitor Luke McGrath's ankle injury and Reece Ruddock's hamstring issue as the weeks progress. Leinster are hopeful that Jordan Larimer and Jack Conan can be back in the fold for the Champions Cup semi-finals with the Scarlets. Meanwhile, the kick-off time for both Champions Cup semi-finals have been confirmed. Leinster's meeting with Scarlets is on April the 21st. Kick-off there is at 3:30 at the Aviva Stadium, while the next day there'll be a 3:15 start at the Stade Chaban Delmas for Munster's semi-final with Racing. Moving on to golf, and the US Masters gets underway on Thursday. The practice continues today with the Masters Champions dinner tonight. That'll be hosted by defending champion Sergio Garcia. Meanwhile, American Ryder Cup star Ricky Fowler says that having Tiger Woods return to the US Masters is a big boost for the sport. The 14-time major winners only played at Augusta once in the past 5 years while he was battling different injuries and personal issues. Fowler says Wood is in good enough shape to pick up another trophy.
He's going to win at some point. I think that's pretty clear to everyone with the way he's played and continued to get better. It's great for the game to have him back. I think you can see the Tiger effect.
Moving on to Gaelic Games, and Mayo's Connacht Championship preparations have been given a timely boost. Keith Higgins is back in the panel, having spent the league campaign with the county's hurlers. The four-time All-Star trained with the football panel for the first time in 2018 last night. Mayo begin their Connacht Championship with a quarter-final against league finalists Galway on May the 13th. And Athletics' Ciara McGeehan says it's a huge honour to be named Northern Ireland's Athletics captain for the Commonwealth Games, which starts tomorrow in Australia. The 2016 European bronze medalist will compete in both the 800 and 1500 metres on the Gold Coast, and all Northern Ireland have sent 88 competitors to Australia with boxers Brenton Irvine, Olympic boxers Brenton Irvine and Stephen Donnelly among them. Netball captain Caroline O'Hanlon will be Northern Ireland's flag bearer at tomorrow's opening ceremony. And seven countries are interested in hosting the 2026 Winter Olympics. Austria, Italy, Switzerland and Sweden have all officially suggested they're keen, as of cities in Canada, Turkey and Japan. The final decision will be made in September 2019. And finally for this evening in snooker, Ronnie O'Sullivan's chalked up his 14th maximum 147 break, but he was still knocked out in the first round of the China Open 6-2 by Elliot Slesser. O'Sullivan produced the perfect clearance in the fifth frame to secure the €45,000 prize fund. However, it was Slessor who progressed, winning 6-2 to secure his place in the second round at the expense of the world number two. That's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. For weather now, there will be rain this evening in most places, prolonged and heavy in some areas with possible thunder. Lowest temperatures tonight of 1 to 2 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, there are fears that a significant decline in garden numbers in Donegal is having a direct impact in the increasing crime rates throughout the county. Garden numbers in the county have decreased by 21% over the last 8 years, while recent figures from the Central Statistics Office show robberies, burglaries, drugs offences and violent assaults in Donegal have all increased over the past few years. Donegal is the only county in Ireland to experience a drop in house prices during the first quarter of 2018. According to the latest Daft.ie house price report, the average house price in the county is now €139,000, 2% down on last year's figure during the same period and 47% below peak levels. Concern has been raised that an ongoing delay in the CFRAM's report is preventing flood repair work being carried out at Burntfoot. The report, which is being compiled by the OPW, is assessing flood risk areas with a view of coming up with flood defence solutions. And the work of rescue volunteers in the northwest is being hampered following the theft of vital equipment. Gardaí are investigating after more than €3,000 worth was stolen from the Sligo Leitrim Mountain Rescue Base. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, April the 3rd. The death has occurred of Margaret McGlynn, née Quinn, 44, Ardmacool, Stranorlar. Her remains will repose at her home tomorrow morning from 11am until 10pm and on Thursday from 11am until 10pm. Funeral leaving her home on Friday morning at 22:11 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorlar, with interment afterwards in Kilty Vogue Cemetery, Glenfinn. No flowers, please, at the request of the deceased. The death has taken place of Jennifer Sweeney, Caro Trasna, Strove Greencastle. Removal from the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest Mountaintop, Letterkenny, at 7 o'clock this evening, going to her home. Funeral arrangements should be confirmed later. The death has occurred of Patsy McGeady, Glasher Hu Gidor, remains en route to his late residence. Funeral from there on Thursday afternoon for 1 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Columbkill Church, Knockfola, with burial afterwards in the adjacent cemetery. Rosary both nights at 9 o'clock, family time after Rosary until 10am. The death has taken place of Bridget McGlynn, née Sweeney, Biddy, Cathcart, Glasgow and formerly Arahira, Fannad. Remains are reposing at her late residence. Leaving from there on Thursday, going to Holy Cross Church, Cross Hill, to arrive for 6:30 to repose overnight. Requiem Mass on Friday morning at 9:30, with burial afterwards in Lynn Cemetery. The death has taken place of Michael Gavigan, formerly Gary Gort, Milford. Remains will arrive at St Peter's Church, Milford, tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock to repose overnight. Requiem Mass on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock and burial afterwards in Milford Cemetery. The death has taken place of Breed McBride, née Colin Devlin Rea, Carrigard. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow, we're going to the Church of St John the Baptist, Carrigard, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 11pm until 11am. The death has taken place of James McHugh, Radark, Kill, Milroy Park, Carrigart, and formerly Tulla, Carrigart. Remains reposing at Radark, Kill. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at St John the Baptist Church, Carrigart, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 10pm to 11am. The death has taken place of Tommy Sweeney, Conlon, Kerry Keel. Removal from the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest Mountaintop, Letterkenny, this evening at 8 o'clock, going to his late residence. Requiem Mass on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock in the Star of the Sea Church, Glenbar. Burial afterwards in Rathmullen Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11pm until 10am. The death has taken place of Bill Speak, 17 Parkside Gardens, Sion Mills. Remains are reposing at his home. Funeral leaving his home on Thursday afternoon at 25 past 1 for Requiem Mass in St. Teresa's Church, Sion Mills at 2 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Melmount Manor Residents Comfort Fund, Kev Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11pm to 11am. The death has taken place of Suzanne Heaney, 2 Finn Farm, Capri, Ballybuffet. Suzanne's remains will be reposing at McGowan's Funeral Home, Drumbo Avenue, Stranorlar, this evening from 7 o'clock until Rosary at 9 o'clock. Removal from there tomorrow morning at 9:45 for Requiem Mass at the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorlar at 10 o'clock and interment immediately after in Drumbo Cemetery. Flowers welcome donations in lieu of so desired to the Friends of Donegal Hospice, care of Martin McGowan, McGowan's Funeral Home or any family member. The death has taken place of Charlie Lynch, Pier Road, Rathmullen. Remains are reposing at his late residence. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St. Joseph's Church, Rathmullen. Burial afterwards in Rathmullen Cemetery. Family time from 11 o'clock tonight. Family flowers only, please. The death has taken place of John Pat Gallagher, Drumhalla, Rathmullen. Remains reposing at his late residence. Requiem Mass tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock in St. Catherine's Church, Dr. Lynn. Burial afterwards in Rathmullen Cemetery. The death has taken place of Jerry Gibbons, 2 St. Mary's Park, Cockhill, Buncrana. His remains are reposing at his sister Hannah and brother-in-law Joe Tolan's residence, Clea Clomani. Funeral leaving from there tomorrow morning at 22:11, going to St. Mary's Church, Clomani, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the new cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to Carndonagh Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member or Comskate Funeral Directors. House private, please, from 11 p.m. until 10 a.m. The death has taken place of Rosemary Doherty, known as Rosaline, late of 27 Sleavemore Park, Derry. Funeral leaving her late home tomorrow morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass at St. Joseph's Church, Gallia, followed by interment in the city cemetery. The death has taken place of Maura O'Doherty, formerly of 90 Lisnar Road, Dunamana. Remains reposing at her niece Clarissa McLaughlin's home, 6 Roskeen Park, Hazelbank, Derry. Funeral leaving her niece's home tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock for Requiem Mass in St. Patrick's Church, Killeany, Dunamana at 11 o'clock. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight. The death has taken place of Eddie McGee, Mean Lara, Gorta Hork. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow for 12 noon Requiem Mass in Christ the King Church, Gorta Hork, with burial afterwards in the adjacent cemetery. Rosary tonight at 10 o'clock. Family time after Rosary and before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only. And the death has occurred of Eddie O'Donnell, Eddie Winnie of Middledore, Bombeg. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral Mass in St. Patrick's Chapel, Mina Wheel, tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock, with burial afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. Rosary tonight at 9 o'clock.